We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Nedarim Ushvuas, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Dalid, Vizeh Nedarim Siog Leprishus, Siog Lechochmo Shtika, Shesomchon Hatana Yachad. Now we'll understand a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah puts two things side by side. The Mishnah says that vows, making Nedarim, that's a fence to help a person maintain precious. If a person wants to separate himself from certain things, he wants to break his connection with certain things, and he wants to set himself apart from the taivas rois and midas rois, from all the bad things that are available in this world, or things that are no good for him or wrong for him, the Gemara says one of the ways that a person makes a fence to separate himself is neder. Person simply says, I will not do this and this. And the moment he said that and he didn't say Bali Neder, suddenly he's taken it to a different level completely. Now it becomes a mitzvah like Shabbos, like Bris Milah, like Kashrus. It becomes literally like a piece of chazer to him. Just like he wouldn't go into a store and buy pork, this item to him right now is like pork. It's that forbidden because he simply said, I won't do it, and he didn't say Bali Neder. So Nedarim are a fence for precious. And then the Mishnah says, Siog lachachma shtika. A fence around chachma is silence. We know chachma is knowledge. How do you acquire knowledge? Through speech. How does a teacher give over, communicate their knowledge to the student? Deeper, we quoted many times the pasuk, Mipiv das usvuna. From his mouth, we receive a brain dump. We get a dump of what's in the person's brain, right? There's no such thing as doing a sink, plugging a wire into my brain and into my rabbi's brain and pushing the button, and it's going to flow brain to brain. It doesn't go, right? It's got to come out of his mouth into my ears, and that's how knowledge is communicated, by questions and answers. The Mishnah says, V'loi habayshon lomed. If you want to learn, you can't be shy. You have to ask questions. So the whole process of Chochma and Bina requires Dibur. But there's something above that. We said that there's certain knowledge that a person can attain, and there's certain knowledge either that the person isn't ready for right now, or there's certain knowledge that the Torah says, you ain't going to be ready for it until you leave this world. It's the next world where this knowledge is going to be available. Certain levels of knowledge. Those levels are referred to as the keser, the crown, where the right thing to do in that domain is silence. No talking. If you try to talk about it, you can get into deep trouble. This is the area of makifin or keser, where going into there is dangerous. You know, just like you have it all over the world. You have signs up, keep out, you know, high voltage, different things. Everybody knows that. That, again, electricity is a wonderful thing. 99.9% of our lives are operating on electricity. And yet there are certain electrical centers where they warn you, don't you dare be a lunatic and get anywhere near this thing, because you'd be fried, you'd be deep fried in an eighth of a second. So here it's the same thing. Chochma bina das, that's life. Ha chochma techaye baleha. But there's a level of chachma that's keep back 2,000 feet. That's this siog lechachma. Chachma has to have a fence around it, and the fence is silence. To know that when you get to a certain place, the right thing to do is not ask any questions and not discuss it. And the Tana puts these two together. The fact that neder is a fence for precious, neder is a protection. It's like putting a fence around something to make sure I'll stay away from it, whether it's chocolate cake or anything that I know is no good for me. And shtika, silence, is a fence around chachma. Ki hanedorim heim bechinas makif ananal. Because as we learned earlier, neder is associated with makif. Neder is nun doer, bina, which is makif, and that's that level that's above. Which the true chacham, the great rabbi, is zoicha to these makifin by sharing his knowledge with his children and his students. The more a person empties himself out, the more Hashem gives him new makifin. Asher mi shezoicha le'elu hamakifin, and a person who is zoicha, the tzaddik or the chacham who is zoicha to these makifin, tzorech sheyeloi bechinas shtika, has to know how to be quiet. He has to know that even though he's gotten this, he can't necessarily share this with his students. There's a certain level of knowledge. We know every teacher, the teacher and the students are on two different levels. And the teacher has to have the brains to be able to know which 10% of his knowledge he can communicate, he can share with his students, and which 90%, if he tries to teach it to them, he's going to blow them away. He's going to lose them. It's out of their reach right now. They can't handle it, and it's just going to push them away. They're going to say, this is not for me. They're going to leave, period. Bechinas siog lachoch moshtika, kemavor sham bahatoy ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. V'alkein somchon hatono yachad. Now you'll understand why the Tana in Pirkei Avos put these two things together. The neder and the silence. Both of them are a fence, a boundary. And both on spirit, if on a spiritual level, they're both coming from the same place. Neder is bina or keser, and shtika is keser or bina. That's what it is. It's the place of silence. Just like when we daven Shmon Esrei, for example, we know for the first sections of Tefillah, the Gemara says, HaKoil Mo'eres HaKavona, that when a person is saying the Kriya Shema, Baruch Shomar Karbonas, you're supposed to hear yourself, you're supposed to make noise. And when you make noise, it helps you concentrate. Saying the words out loud helps you concentrate better. When we daven Shmon Esrei, when we take those three steps before we start Shmon Esrei, we're exiting from a certain place, we're leaving a certain level of Gashmius, and when we take those three steps forward, we're entering into the throne room of Hashem. And there it's BC, be quiet, no noise at all, silence. Even though we're saying words, but it's got to be said with silence, which represents a certain level, a certain aspect of this shtika. It's an example of this shtika. There's shtika where you're not saying anything, and the shtika where you're talking quietly. When I say something and I don't want everybody to hear it, only the person who's qualified to hear it, I say it quietly. That's another way. Sheshom tzrichen shtika, b'cheshod l'achoch m'shtika. U'bishvil ze bi'atzmoy, hanedorim heim siog l'prishus v'chein shvuas. And it's for this reason that shtika, silence, is a fence around chachma. For this same reason, neder is a fence for the sake of precious. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, nishbati va'akayemo lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. I have sworn and I will fulfill to guard, to keep the mishpatim, your justice, Hashem's mitzvahs of justice. And as the Gemara says on that, shorile le'inish le'mindar le'zeruse nafsha, a Jew is allowed to make a neder in order to strengthen himself a little. If a person feels weak in a certain area, he knows anytime he sees a plate of food in front of him, he can't contain himself, can't hold back, and he needs that extra protection. So the Gemara says in those instances, a person is allowed to make a neder to strengthen himself, to give him that extra push that he needs to get a little more serious about what he wants to do. Ki hanedorim u'shvuos heim bechinas makifin u'bechinas koil anal. Because again, neder and shvua represent makif and koil, respectively. Sheheim bechinas shorosh ha-Torah, which are the origin of the Torah. That's where the Torah comes from. The Torah comes from this makifin and this koil. And we said that by drawing this Torah, that's how you get Jews out of sin. And we return them to the Torah. That's why this neder and shvua are a fence. It's a barrier to help the person be poresh, to help the person keep away from things that they need to keep away from. What keeps a person away from taivas averus? Das. What is das? What's one of the highest levels of das? Neder and shvua. Neder and Shvua represent the total package of Das, the Makifin and the part that can be revealed to every, you know, broadcasted to every Jew. Sha'al Yodo Meir Nadas Yisrael B'chinas He'oras Ben V'talmid. That's how we transmit the light of Das to the Jewish people, the light of the son and the student. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likud Yomran, explains the differences between Bein and Talmud, a son and a student. Even though the Gemara says, in many ways, they're interchangeable. If a person teaches someone else Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. So a Talmud is a Bein. On the other hand, a person teaches someone Torah, becomes a son. A person's son, one of the most important requirements for a Jew with his son is not to teach him how to play ball, not to have a catch with him, that is to teach him Torah. Veshinantam levonecha. Teach your son Torah. So that a son is a student. On one hand, they're both interchangeable. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter in the Ketubah, shows us the differences. The advantage of a son in that the son actually originates from the brain of the parent. The son, the body, originates from the droplet that originates from the mind. So the son, S-O-N, is actually a part of the brain of the father. Whereas a student, in some respects, doesn't have that level of closeness. We know that there are students who are much closer to the rabbi than his own sons are. There's different variations. But we're talking about spiritual levels here. It's through this das that's being transmitted via makifin and koil, via neder and shvua. This is what helps keep Jews away from sins and away from taivas rois and midas rois.